The epistle for this fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James. Beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty and has remained in it, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to give aid to orphans and widows in their tribulations, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the gospel. The gospel is taken from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speak plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou know all things and dost not need that anyone should question thee. For this reason, we believe that thou camest forth from God." Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, God the Father, as creator of the entire universe, is at the source of two orders that we find in reality: the natural order on the one hand, and the supernatural order. The natural order, by that we mean the material world that we exist in on this earth, in this universe. And by the supernatural order, we mean more the spiritual realm, the realm that concerns heaven and God himself in his very nature. God, as I say, is at the origin of both these aspects of the reality that we inhabit. And of course, these realms, these two realms, the physical realm, the material realm, the spiritual realm, they're very distant from one another. And we have this expression that these things are so far apart, they're like the distance between heaven and earth. So these realms are distinct, they're far apart, but because they have the same origin, they both have their origin in God, God brings them together. And that's kind of what is meant to happen in our life. We are born into the natural order. We have a material body. But God wants us to ascend to supernatural things, to participate in his glory for all eternity. So these two realms are connected. They're not completely separate. And many of the realities that we experience in our everyday life on the natural level have some corresponding reality in the supernatural level. You think about the way we talk about things, and we talk about things, and we use the same word, and we'll apply that same word to something that's in the natural level, and then we'll apply it to something in the supernatural level. You might say, okay, well, that sunset, it was very beautiful. And then I had a beautiful thought. And then we speak of God, and we say, God is beautiful. He's beautiful in himself. So I'm taking this word beautiful. I'm applying it to a sunset. I'm applying it to an idea, and I'm applying it to God. And these three realities are on different levels. Some of them are natural level. Some are on a supernatural level. Or the word good. That steak was good. Or this teacher is good. Or this saint, this holy saint, is good. Taking that word good and applying it to different realities, some of them natural, some of them supernatural. And the fact that I use the same word and apply it to both natural and supernatural things means that there's a connection between the natural and the supernatural. So the fact is that God has made good things on both the natural level and the supernatural level. He has made beautiful things on both the natural level and the supernatural level. And those things are connected. There's a bridge between these two orders. And as I say, in our life, we all start on the natural level. We are meant to rise. We have the means to rise up to the supernatural level. And in this sermon, I just want to consider one of those aspects of reality that God has created, where there's that same reality as on the natural level and on the supernatural level. And that is the reality of motherhood. The fact that God has made there to be motherhood for the natural level and also for the supernatural level. Think about, we all know what natural motherhood is, how God has created two genders, male and female, and he's given to the female gender the capacity to be a mother. What does that mean? It especially means the capacity to contain and nourish life. Both male and female play a role in the generation of new life, but the role of the man is only of a moment. He provides certain matter for the begetting of new life. But the role of the female, the role of the mother, is to receive that life into herself, to contain that life within her life, and to nourish that life from her own life. This is the design of God. He wanted to create a reality that we call motherhood. And he wanted to, the essential aspect of that reality in the natural order to be the fact that the mother gives life from her own life. She nourishes life from her own life. From the moment of conception, that child is within her. And her body is doing everything possible to welcome and nourish that life. You know that the child is embedded in the uterus. And very soon, the mother's body starts to produce an organ just for the child, the placenta. And the child lives off of this organ that is produced from the mother's body. The placenta acts like a lung, like a kidney, like a liver for this child. And the body connects the child to the placenta through the umbilical cord. And this is how the child, as it were, absorbs life from the mother. This is what we all did for 9 months. We lived off of our mother for a period of 9 months, because that is the design of God for the natural order. That is the way he has made motherhood to be, to where mothers have the capacity to give of their own substance to make live another child, another person. This is an unbelievable reality, and it can even continues, as you know, after the child is born, to where the mother produces a nourishment, the milk. She produces milk, and the child lives off that milk alone for a certain period of time. So even God will that even after the child is brought forth from the womb, that the child is still living off of the mother. And the milk, of course, changes over time according to the age of the child. You may be saying to me, Father, don't you know that Mother's Day is actually next Sunday? Today is not Mother's Day. Well, I realize it's not Mother's Day today, but it is the month of our Mother, of Our Lady. And As God has willed for there to be this reality we call motherhood in the natural order, so too he has willed for there to be a supernatural motherhood. And there is this parallel so that we can use that same word, we can apply that same word to our own mother who fed us, from whom we lived off for 9 months, to Our Lady. So let's go back over how God made mothers to be, this natural reality of motherhood, and see how there's a corresponding reality in the supernatural order. He said that, you know, God gives to mothers this capacity to carry life within them, to be a home for life for that period of 9 months. He gave that same capacity to Our Lady. He gave her the ability to carry life itself within her womb, to form our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we think about the life that we receive, the supernatural life that we receive as Catholics through the practice of our faith, and we ask ourselves, what is that life? What is the life that I have in my soul? It is the life of God. It is the life of our Lord. We say, where did that life come from? That life came from our mother. It came from Our Lady. She is the one who formed our Lord in her womb and brought him forth into this world so that we can live. We live off of that life that she brought forth into this world. And when we come up to receive our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, we receive the flesh, the body that was taken from the body of Our Lady. We receive our Lord through Our Lady, through the motherhood of Our Lady. And in this sense, she is our mother. She is our mother in the supernatural order. If we live in the supernatural order, it is because of her motherhood. Our Lady is our mother in the supernatural order for other reasons as well. A mother gives her physical life for her children. And of course, Our Lady gave her life for us. She especially gave herself when she went to Calvary and she offered her son to the Heavenly Father for our sins. And at that moment, both she and her son merited all of the graces that we receive. This is why we call Our Lady the co-redemptrix. Both she and our Lord merited the graces which give us life in the supernatural order. If I live in the supernatural order, if I receive the life of God into my soul, it's because graces were merited. They were merited on Calvary. Who merited them? Our Lord and Our Lady. And then when those graces are applied to my soul, where do they come from? We can think of baptism is kind of like a formation of a supernatural umbilical cord. When we are baptized, we are born into the supernatural order and we are connected to this channel of graces. We receive life. We receive supernatural life. And Our Lady has this role of communicating these graces to us. We say that she is the mediatrix of all graces. And what this means is like, The graces come from her hands. Like she's putting those graces into that umbilical cord such that they are communicated, they're absorbed into my soul. That is part of her role. She merits the graces on the one hand, she communicates the graces on the other, and so exercises motherhood in a very true sense in the supernatural order so that we, her children, can live forever. You know that mothers are given to have a very special love for their children. Mothers who are truly mothers. Our society today is so unnatural. It tries so hard to tear down what God has established in the natural order as well as the supernatural order. So you have these mothers who are unnatural, they don't want this child. Even though their body is doing everything to nourish the child, they don't want the child, so they kill the child. But naturally speaking, the mother is drawn to her child. She's moved to love this child that is forming in her womb, even though she's never seen the child. And a Catholic mother will not just be nourishing the child, but she will be praying for the child, praying that she has a safe delivery, praying that this child will come to receive the grace of our Lord, will make his or her first communion, will make it to heaven one day and live forever with God in heaven. And Our Lady definitely plays that role for us as well. She prays for us. She cares for us. She's interceding with God all the time for us. And we pray to her. We ask her, pray for us, poor sinners, now and at the hour of our death, because we believe that she loves us very much, just like as if we were in her womb. She wants to pray for us and get us to heaven. We know that this is what motivates young women to give themselves to the religious life. They say to themselves, I want to be another Mary. I want to be someone who is like her, who gives her life so that the children of the human race may live with eternal life, may live the life of our Lord. So they become a religious, they become a nun, and they pray for the salvation of souls. They perhaps teach, they exercise the office of teaching, and they instruct children on how to live a spiritual life, how to live a supernatural life. St. Louis de Montfort, in his book on True Devotion to Mary, he has a very bold image that he offers to us. He summarizes the essence of practicing true devotion to Mary by saying that we must try to live by, for, with, and in Our Lady. Like on a habitual basis, live in a state of dependence upon her, like the child in the womb. And when he says, what do I mean by living in Our Lady? He invites us to request to be admitted to the womb of Our Lady so that we may be formed into our Lord. That she has Our Lady is the one woman who has the capacity to form our Lord. This is what she did in her womb. So she has the capacity to form us into our Lord. She has the capacity to make us holy. So we request that we be placed in her womb and so receive all that we need to become like Christ. Here's what he says happens if we have this grace to be admitted into her womb. In that virginal bosom, first of all, the soul shall be nourished with the milk of grace and maternal mercy. Secondly, it shall be delivered from its troubles, fears, and scruples. Thirdly, it shall be in safety against all its enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, who never have entrance there. Lastly, the soul shall be formed in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ in it, because her bosom is the chamber of the divine sacraments, where Jesus Christ and all the elect have been formed. So, my dear faithful, we have this Heavenly Father who creates two orders, the natural and the supernatural order, and they are wonderfully harmonious. On the natural order, we have been given a physical mother from whom we lived for 9 months and brought us forth into this world. And in the supernatural order, we have a mother who communicates life to us, supernatural life, from which we live. In that order, we live the life of God that she brought into this world. And so we must, especially during this month of May, foster a devotion to our Heavenly Mother, reappreciate what she is for us, what God has made for us in the supernatural order, to honor her, to pray for her, hopefully pray our daily rosary and pray it with a bit more devotion during this month of May than we do usually, and ask her for an increase of that supernatural life. We all need this mother so much, and it's such a blessing to have her so that we may live forever with her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.